Thank you so much. Thank you for coming to here. I'm Holly Burke. I'm a behavioral scientist at FHI 360. I've worked there almost 12 years now. And I guess why I love the field of family planning, because kids are so important, and women are important, and men are important, and it helps us be better as a society. Sorry I didn't prepare better. So I'm excited to share our results from the acceptability studies we conducted in Uganda and Senegal. We studied acceptability of Depo Sub-Q and Uniject. It's commercially known as Cyanopress. And I have no financial relationships to disclose, but I do have I do include discussion of off-label use of Depo Provera 104 and Uniject. The label instructs injection into the thigh or abdomen. In addition to these sites, we also offered injection into the back of the upper arm. Of course, no project is ever done alone. Presenting on behalf of my colleagues from FHI 360 in Uganda, Senegal, and also the United States, as well as the Ministry of Health in Uganda and Senegal, and CEFAREP, an organization in Senegal. So now I'd like to tell you a little bit about Depo Sub-Q and Uniject, and I'm going to refer to it by its commercial name from now on, Cyanopress. Cyanopress is a lower-dose subcutaneous formulation of DMPA delivered in the Uniject. The Uniject is a pre-filled auto-disable injection system that was developed to meet logistical and safety challenges in distributing injectable medications in low-resource settings. Cyanopress provides contraceptive protection for 3 months, and as I mentioned before, we offered clients one injection of Cyanopress in the back of the upper arm, the abdomen, or thigh, their choice. Our goal was to determine acceptability of Cyanopress. Our first objective was to measure acceptability among family planning clients who are currently using DMPA IM. Our second objective was to measure acceptability among family planning providers, both clinic-based providers and community health workers. The study was conducted in Uganda and in Senegal, and we conducted a community-based trial in two districts in Uganda. And in Senegal, we conducted user trials in 12 family planning clinics in three districts in Senegal. Okay, so our first objective was to measure acceptability among Cyanopress among current DMPA clients. To determine client acceptability, community health workers, CHWs, with experience providing DMPA IM to clients in Uganda, offered Cyanopress to their own clients in the community they served. Clients who did not want to receive Cyanopress were asked to join the study and be interviewed about their perspectives. For clients who were willing to get the injection, they were interviewed prior to getting the injection, just after the injection, and again 3 months later. After this last interview, if they wanted to continue using injectables, they received DMPA IM again. So people only received one injection of Cyanopress during the study. Recruitment in Uganda began in July of 2012 and ended in November of 2012. A total of 120 clients received Cyanopress. 117 of these were followed up 3 months later. 15 clients did not want to try Cyanopress, of which 9 were interviewed about their reasons. The main reasons for refusing Cyanopress was that Cyanopress was new or for fear of possible side effects. We also asked refusers, how much did your opinion about the provider influence your decision to not try Cyanopress today? Most clients, that is 7 out of 9, said their opinion about the provider had little to no influence about their decision to not try Cyanopress. The study's design in Senegal was similar, but in Senegal, the study included two types of family planning providers: community health workers with previous experience providing oral contraceptive pills to clients, but with limited to no previous DMPA experience, as well as clinic-based family planning providers, which included midwives and nurses. Clinical providers recruited DMPA clients in the study clinics. So that's a difference between Uganda and Senegal. One was, Uganda was community-based, Senegal was clinic-based. Recruitment in Senegal began August of 2012 and ended in November of 2012. A total of 242 clients received Cyanopress, and 240 of these clients were followed up 3 months later. 10 clients did not want to try Cyanopress, of which 7 were interviewed about their reasons for declining. Data was collected from all 7 refusers, but due to a technical problem with the PDAs we used to collect the data, we only had data from 5 of these 7 refusers. Senegal clients' main reason for refusal was not being familiar with Cyanopress or lack of trust of Cyanopress. According to the refusers, their opinions about the provider did not influence their refusal of Cyanopress. Of those who tried Cyanopress, their average age was 28 years in Uganda and 30 years in Senegal. Uganda clients have been using DMPA for almost 16 months on average, and Senegal clients for 19. Please note in this slide the large majority of clients in both countries who chose to receive Cyanopress in the upper arm. The primary endpoint of the study was the percentage of participants who at 3 months would choose Cyanopress if both Cyanopress and DMPA IM were available to them. 3 months after they received Cyanopress, 84% of the Uganda clients and 80% of the Senegal clients said they would prefer to get Cyanopress if it was available. This is consistent with their preference immediately after getting the injection. Over time, from post-injection to 3-month follow-up, preference for Cyanopress among Ugandan clients was uniformly high. The very slight increase over time was not found to be significantly different when taking into account repeated measures across participants and clustering of participants within provider. However, the increase in Cyanopress preference over time in Senegal was found to be significantly different. All participants were asked the open-ended question, what is the most important reason you chose this type of injection? Responses were thematically coded. The most frequently mentioned reasons for choosing Cyanopress in each country are shown in this table. The most common reason was that clients experienced no problems using Cyanopress, or they experienced fewer side effects compared to DMPA IM. No pregnancies were reported during the trial. A total of 34 adverse events, or AEs, were reported by 25 clients. Only one of these AEs was serious, but it was malaria and deemed not related to the use of Cyanopress. 10 AEs were possibly or definitely related to Cyanopress. However, all were mild or moderate in severity. And 7 of the 10 AEs were known side effects of DMPA. Oh, I'd like to also note that 3 of the 10 AEs were related to skin injection irritation at the injection site, but all were mild and resolved. After receiving Cyanopress, clients were asked, if a family planning provider showed your family member or another trusted person how to give Cyanopress to you, how willing would you to have this person give the injection to you? So this was a measure of client acceptability of home injection. Ugandan participants were more willing than Senegalese participants to receive Cyanopress at home. 53% of Ugandan clients said they were moderately or very willing versus 19% of Senegal clients. After receiving Cyanopress, clients were also asked about self-injection of the product. Clients were asked, if the family planning provider showed you how to give yourself Cyanopress, how willing would you be to give it to yourself? Again, Ugandan participants were more willing than Senegalese participants to self-inject Cyanopress. 45% of Ugandan clients compared to 22% of Senegal clients were moderately or very willing to self-inject. However, it's noteworthy that still over a fifth of clients in Senegal were willing to self-inject after receiving their first injection with Cyanopress. Our second objective was to measure provider acceptability of SignaPress. Providers were trained to administer SignaPress to clients seeking re-injection of DMPAIN. Providers' acceptability was measured through in-depth interviews conducted after the providers had the opportunity to administer at least one SignaPress injection to a client. The goal was for each CHW to enroll until they had given three SignaPress injections, and each clinic-based provider had given six. While gender was evenly divided among the CHWs in Uganda, most providers in Senegal were female. The mean age of providers was around 40 years and similar across the provider types in this study. Clinic-based providers in Senegal included 16 midwives and 4 nurses. The clinic-based providers had the most experience providing family planning and DMPA to clients when we compared that to the two CHW categories. CHWs in both countries had an average of 4 years experience providing family planning to clients. However, all the Ugandan CHWs had previous experience providing DMPA to clients, but only 5 of the CHWs had this experience in Senegal, and 3 of these 5 only had their DMPA experience in a training context. The primary endpoint was a qualitative summary of family planning providers' acceptability of and preference for administering SignaPress relative to the typical DMPA IM injection. Providers were asked, if it was up to you, would you prefer to administer SignaPress or DMPA IM? All but 2 of the 86 providers interviewed preferred SignaPress. One clinic-based provider in Senegal reported no preference, and the other said, it depends on what the clients prefer. Providers were asked why they preferred to administer SignaPress. This was an open-ended question, and the providers' responses were thematically coded. The main reasons providers preferred SignaPress was the pre-filled, all-in-one design made preparation and administration of the injection easier and faster. Under this theme, some Ugandan CHWs thought that SignaPress all-in-one feature may decrease stockouts, since DMPA IM requires 2 products, a syringe and a vial. Providers also felt clients preferred the shorter SignaPress needle because it's less intimidating and less painful. Senegal providers also saw a potential to increase access to family planning, especially through community-based distribution of SignaPress. Some Senegal CHWs said they preferred SignaPress because it offered them an opportunity to increase their knowledge and skills. Providers were asked, what are your recommendations for introduction of SignaPress in the communities you serve? Responses were coded thematically, and the top 4 recommendations by country and provider type are shown in the table. The most frequent recommendation in both countries was to counsel women and sensitize the community about SignaPress. The hash marks that are shown in this table should not be interpreted as zeros. For example, in Senegal, 6 CHWs and 1 clinic-based provider recommended self-injection of SignaPress, but this was not one of the top 4 recommendations coming out of Senegal. In conclusion, current DMPA clients in Uganda and Senegal accepted SignaPress and most preferred SignaPress over DMPA IM. We also found most providers preferred SignaPress over DMPA IM. This study provided some evidence that SignaPress can be safely introduced into family planning programs and administered by trained community health workers with the expectation of client uptake of the product. We recommend that providers' recommendations be considered during SignaPress introductory planning. Accessibility and information issues will be critical to address, and providers in both countries noted these in their recommendations. First, clients need to be counseled well and community sensitized for successful introduction of SignaPress. And second, accessibility issues, including transportation, cost, and supply, need to be resolved. In addition to being acceptable, family planning methods must be affordable and available. These elements must be assured for SignaPress to reach its full potential. In the context of high unmet need for family planning and demand for injectables, provider preference for cyanopress may facilitate the introduction and uptake of this method, resulting in more couples having their family planning needs met. Additionally, expanding the distribution of any formulation of DMPA, including cyanopress, by community health workers should increase access to family planning. An important area of future research is acceptability and treatment fidelity of self-injection of cyanopress, an idea also spontaneously supported by some providers in this study. Thank you.